This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome along to Band Concert here on Plains FM. It's great to finally have had some warm weather this week as we hopefully head into a golden summer. So speaking of things golden, we're going to get straight into the music. And prolific composer Lincoln Hilton has just released a new track onto social media this week. And here is a wee hornpipe of his called The Golden Chanter. There again from Lincoln Hilton to open today's show. Well, we're going to carry on with a wrap-up of the 2018 World Championships and just going to look at the grade winners from grade 2 and below. So I'm just going to pretty much just fire through all of the grades with the top 6 places for you. So looking at grade 2, the City of Dunedin, not the City of Dunedin here in New Zealand, but City of Dunedin from the USA. They got straight firsts in grade 2, so took out the drumming there as well and beat out fellow American band St. Thomas Alumni. Kloskelt were in third place. Manor Cunningham from Northern Ireland in fourth, followed by the Worcester Kilties from the US and Peel Police in Canada. So big heavy North American flavour in the grade 2 final there, also featuring LA Scots and North Stratton from Canada. So that's what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bands. So over half of the half of the final from grade 2 were from North America. So great showing there from them. In grade 3A, of course, grade 3 split into grade 3A and grade 3B. The Royal Borough of Annan, as I mentioned, they won that grade, beating out Port Lithenin District for second, Perth Metro from Australia in third, Stockbridge, Addington, Strathclyde, and the Highlanders, four Scots, finishing out the top 6. Of course, the Scottish Society of New Zealand finishing in 7th, and the drumming was taken out by St. Joseph's from Ireland, not featuring in the prize list apart from winning that drumming prize. And on to grade 3B, Pasadena Scots from LA won that grade. Battle Hill, St. Mary's, Derry Tresner, Johnston, the number 2 band from Johnston, of course their number 1 band made it into the final this year. Cloggeron District in 5th, and then Toronto Police coming out in number 6th. And then on to the juvenile grade, which we covered off last week. So Dollar, as we knew, Dollar Academy taking out the top prize. St. Andrew's College, our very own St. Andrew's College band finishing 2nd. George Watson's College in 3rd, so that was the sort of the big 3. Then George Heriot's College in 4th, North Lanarkshire Schools and Bog Hall in Bathgate, rounding out the top 6 for the juvenile grade. So as well as playing in the juvenile event for St. Andrew's College, Lou Newman had another event to go to in the week of the Worlds, which was the Piping Live event, which was Pipe Idol. So it featured a number of heats through the week, 4 heats through the week, and then a final. Louis competed in one of the heats, a very, very tough heat for Pipe Idol. So we've got a wee recording of his medley from that now, which we'll have a listen to. So enjoy this from Pipe Major Louis Newman from St. Andrew's College. Great showing there from Pipe Major Louis Newman from St Andrews College, competing at Pipe Idol. Just rounding out the last three or four grades for you. So grade 4, as it is here, is split into grade 4A and grade 4B. So 4A was taken out by McNeilstown, with Loch Ryan in second, Tweedvale in third. Then the last three rounding out the top six were Kildoeg, Glenrothesan District and Williamwood. And then in grade 4B, Granshire won that one. Keltian Bell, Blair Adam were second. Lower Clyde, Pipes and Drums third. Then Mid Argyle, Stockbridge and Camelonnan District for that one. Then as well as the juvenile grade, they also have a novice juvenile A and novice juvenile B at the Worlds. So novice juvenile A was taken out by Dollar Academy, so a great year for them, winning both juvenile and juvenile A. Oban High School were in second, with Brisbane Boys College making the trip over from Australia, finishing in third. Lockhouse Junior, then George Watson's second band, they finished in fifth place. And the Scots College from Sydney in Australia taking out the sixth place in the prizing there. And then novice juvenile B were a real success story. St John's College from Zimbabwe winning the World Championship for novice juvenile B, which is a fantastic story. Then North Lanarkshire Schools, Buxton District, First Troon Boys Brigade, Kintyre Schools and School Leona Clatt winning, finishing the top six. We're going to have a listen now to We Double Shot. So we're going to start off with the City of Dunedin from the US, who are, of course, as I mentioned earlier at the top of the show, straight firsts in the Grade 2 final. So this is their medley from that final. So enjoy. Welcome back to Band Concert here on Plains FM, where we are continuing our review of results and performances from the 2018 World Championships in Glasgow. That was Anna Smart there, one of four young Kiwi performers that featured as part of Pipe Idol, which is one of the events in the week-long Piping Live Festival that precedes the World Championships on the weekend of the World's Week. Along with Hamish Reid from Nelson, Anna won her heat and made it through to the final. And it was absolutely fantastic to see that Hamish Reid took out the overall prize and won a new set of Fred Morrison bagpipes as winner of Pipe Idol. And we'll hear some of Hamish's performance shortly. In other news locally, the inaugural New Zealand Solo Drumming Championship took place on September 1st, with 10 of the country's top drummers competing over two events, which were judged by RSPBA judge and two-time winner of the World Solo Drumming Championships, Joe Noble. The RNZ PBA live-streamed the event that was held at Scots College, also the same weekend as the RNZ PBA conference. And with a first in the March Strass Band Reel and third in the Hornpipe and Jig event, the title was claimed by Louise Bentley from Rotorua, which was a fantastic achievement for one of the country's bright up-and-coming talents. You can see some photos from the event, and I think the live stream is still on the association's Facebook page. The event was very favourably received, and I believe it will be part of the calendar next year and in the future. Also coming up soon is the New Zealand Young Piper of the Year. That's going to take place in Nelson, I believe, next month. Celtic Band up there have been busy as they held their World's Variety Concert last weekend as part of their fundraising preparation for the 2019 Worlds. And this week they've headed over to China to participate in the Shanghai Festival. Of course, they're not the only New Zealand representation there. A half a dozen or so players from the Canterbury Caledonian organisation are heading over with the Queenstown Pipe Band also to play in what should be a fantastic spectacle. There'll be some other news and events I'll update you on in the coming weeks. Of course, we've got things like the Labour Weekend Solos, the Silver Chanda happening, and also Hororata coming up as well. But we're going to finish today's show with the winner of 2018 Pipe Idol. This is Hamish Reid. I'll be back in a fortnight's time. But until then, enjoy your Sunday afternoon listening here on Plains FM.